Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so on behalf of Nia B and Shmita Hustler, thanks for tuning in. We love y'all. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Anthony Smith, and you're listening to Nia Boom.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boy Jack Quay. Mr. My Beats is here. And right now, you're in the mix with my girl, Nia Boom.
What's up? This is your girl, Keisha Cameron Martin, and you are in the mix with New York City's own DJ Nia Boom. Keep it live.
This is Tommy Two-Face, and you are now tuned in to NYC Fleet DJ Zone. DJ Nia Boom.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Miss J from Philly, and you're now rocking with New York's finest DJ Nia Boom. Don't go nowhere for real. Keep it locked right here.
Hey, hey, hey. It's your boy DJ Boof. You know I represent New York City. You know I represent Brooklyn. And you're now rocking with New York City's own Nia Boom. Yo, Nia, drop that shit.
Nia, you the bomb, man. You the bomb.
Y'all know what it is. It's your girl, DJ Nia Boom. Of course, y'all tuned into the Boom Show, and y'all know I got that goodness for y'all. We have a special guest joining us tonight, so let's welcome, and I hope I say this right, because y'all know I be fucking up people's names, but I believe it's 6-4, you know what I'm saying, joining us tonight. Did I say that right? Welcome to the Boom Show. Hello. Are you there? Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, let's try this again. All right, let's try this again. Hello, hello. Can you hear me? All right, maybe not. All right, y'all, hold on real quick. Let me see what I can do here. Y'all know we're having technical difficulties. So let me see what's going on here. And in the meantime, y'all check out this joint. This is what I'm going to give y'all. I'm going to give y'all this Snoop Dogg featuring Jeremiah Point Scene. Y'all tune in to Boom Show.
Hello.
Bongo, by the way.
Let's go down to Miami again. M.I.A. Baby, how that sound? When I'm feeling high, I'm probably on some light skin. When I'm feeling low, I'm sipping on some brown. Won't you come trip to California? We can get with it, show you how this shit goes down. You know around the world it get nasty. And I'ma be right there as long as that's what a cash be.
Get the cheese with the bread with spaghetti. Letty, steady, can play with them bros. Opportunistic, I stay on them hoes. I ain't got time to be hanging with y'all, especially when there is no money involved. Joint seen mighty long red beam on his dome. Point seen money gone.
That's what I tell Miami and get M.I.A. Baby, how that sound? When I'm feeling high, I'm probably on some light skin. When I'm feeling low, I'm sipping on some brown. Won't you come trip to California? We can get weird and show you how the shit goes down. You know around the world it get nasty. And I'ma be right there as long as that's not cash me.
Robert De Niro, fly as a sparrow. Profit to profit, arrow to pharaoh. Live bueno, hustle like Mano. All money in, no draino. Kano, body, get it like I get mine. More paper to Jamaica, I make it, bake it, shape it, and cake it, remake it. Never had to fake it to make it. Just put the pedal to the metal, rock it up and reflect it. I'm living a fast life. Jet after jet and trying to keep my cash right. I know you understand the meaning. Handful of greening, while the fans keep fiending. Straight up, no leaning. I'm right where the chips at. Or either in the hood where the crips at. Joint scene, mighty long red beam on his dome. Point scene, money gone.
That's what I'm to Miami and get M.I.A. Baby, how that sound? When I'm feeling high, I'm probably on some light.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Alright, y'all tune in to Boom Show. Let's see if we can get our special guest on the line. Hello, hello. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. 6-4 here.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. Now I hear you. What's good? Welcome to the Boom Show. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm blessed and honored to be here also. Sony, good. Like, I'm really honored, man. I'm fresh out of a root canal, so that's how you know I'm really honored.
Ooh. All right. My bad.
The show
for that.
Goes on. Nah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, it sucks to be in pain and especially, you know, getting dental work. That's like the worst.
Yeah, I'm good, though, man. We got work to do, you know? So, how you doing tonight?
All right. I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Glad you could come kick it with us tonight and talk about what you got going on. So let's start from the beginning. Tell the people, you know, who you are, where you from, and what it is that you do.
All right. It's your boy 6-4, the number 6, the letter F-O, fresh out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. I'm a music artist. Preferably rap, you know. Got a new hot single called "About My Paper," featuring French Montana. You know, so we out here working hard. You know, I got a lot to give you. I'm a breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's up. So let's talk. I did check out your joint. I like it. Pretty dope. Tell us how you hooked up with French and how that came about.
How it came about is I got the beat from my homie 100. He's a producer out of Memphis. I heard the instrumental and I was sold as soon as I heard it. You know when you hear that beat and it makes you, that gives you that number two, I got to make a number two kind of face. So I was like, oh yeah, this is it right here. You know what I mean? So I picked that. I did a version to it first, you know what I'm saying? I did that. I actually shot the video in West Africa, Ghana.
Oh, wow.
Joint. And later on, you know, I had some things. One of them was murdered or whatever. So,
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
You know,
a little
I had some bumps
there.
In the rope.
Can you repeat that last
part? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Mm-hmm.
I said that. Oh, yeah. I said that. I shot the original record in West Africa, Ghana. We shot a video to it. And then, I said they had some bumps in the road. I dealt with a murder of my best friend and some other things. So after that gone on, I was like, now I got to relaunch this. You know, the record, I believed in the record that much. So I had some talks with my friends and some. Me and French entourage and I, we had some mutual friends at the time. So I just brought up his name, like, man, he was so good. And they're like, oh, we could contact him. I said, all right, bet. So, you know, pretty much in no time, he was out here on New York. He's like, yo, we should get it done. So we get out there to New York. We go out to one of the shows with him and Remy real quick. And then we hit the studio.
Okay.
And he just knocks it out, you know. So it was a nice in-studio. So it was very personable, you know. It was dope to see how he works and how fast he works. And then the rest was from there, you know what I'm saying? So the record's doing great. I'm surprised, you know, unsigned artist. Record's over 720,000 on Spotify.
Oh, wow.
On its way to a million, God willing. Yeah, so, you know, and I'm starting to get a lot of, exposure and certain eyes starting to, you know, focus on eyes. So I'm just blessed.
All right. Yeah, that's dope. When did you get started into music? Is it something that you've been doing all your life? Or, when did you decide you're going to take it seriously and, like, really start pushing it?
I started taking it seriously, my senior year in high school. I used to play around with it, come in. I was just so intrigued in seeing somebody control the crowd and then the mass. Respecting that person for his craft, you know. So I gave it a shot, and you know, with time we got better and better. And I used to just get the words out quick and also witty. Back then we were more heavy on punchlines and stuff like that, and to see everyone's reaction and to see that they really respected my craft was dope. So it got serious. We always battling, so I'd write my whole battle rhyme one period, the next period go battle it, you know, come back late to the next class. Yeah, so My senior year, I had got an indie deal my senior year, and that's when I knew. I was like, okay, this should be taken serious. You know what I mean? Someone just heard a whiff of a CD I made, and they were like, hey, bring them down. We want to talk contracts, you know? So that's when I knew at about 2005, 2004, when I knew it was to take it serious, and I've taken it serious ever since then.
All right, that's what's up. Where are you? Are you from Ghana originally? Is your family from Ghana, or?
My family from Ghana. I was born out here, so I'm first generation born out here. So
okay.
It definitely plays part in the person I am, my character. You know, just being from, you know, being raised by Ghanaians, raised in the Brunswick area. Like, I was born in the city, raised in the suburbs, North Brunswick, so I'm very diverse, you know, and it just, you know, hardship just never could really leave me alone until I got about my paper, you understand?
Yeah, I think. What do you mean when you say you got about your paper?
Man, I just stopped playing around, you know, that sometimes, you know, Boy got to become a man, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I just hit that era in life where it was like, all right, yeah, I only got to be responsible for myself to eat. But, you know, it got to an age and point where it's like, all right, not having much is not cool. So what you going to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get a job, get a career, be an entrepreneur, get it however you live, you got to get to it. So I had that moment, and I was having a son on the way. I'm like, all right, it's
okay.
Over. You know, I'm not going to have nobody family talking about hip bump. Nah, we ain't doing that. So, I got it out the mud and used my wit and my street savvy, you know what I mean, and my networking just get me to where I'm going now.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, yeah, we all get to that point. We're like, all right, I got to tighten up. that's not gonna work.
I mean, unfortunately, not everybody.
You're right.
I see a couple
actually.
30-year-olds out here older than me out here still balling for 10.
Some people get stuck. Yeah, we're just gonna pray for them. So, what? I feel like your voice is pretty unique, or I like it. I think it's different. What do you think sets you apart?
Thank you.
Or makes you different? You're welcome. What makes you different from other artists out there?
That for sure, my voice, and that was something that the people had to tell me, because I used to record, and I used to tell whoever came with me to the studio or bring them in, like, yo, don't play this while I'm here. Like, I don't want to hear it. I hate it. I used to hate how I sounded, but I got comfortable with after hearing everybody saying it, like how it sounded, and also working on it too. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Aside from my sound, I also feel like, especially this day and age in the game where I'm young. You know what I'm saying? I'm not old.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with the way the game's changed, like I feel like I'm the breath of fresh air. I'm bringing the masculine man rap back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a man and my hair is still the color I was born with, you know what I'm saying? You know, all types,
okay.
You know, other stuff. I try my best to remember that, you know, I could be somebody's role model. So I hate it when I hear music when someone's glorifying wrong, you know what I'm saying? When we know that ain't the way. If we did wrong, label it wrong, and we either changed or we doing better, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, music has a huge influence, you know what I'm saying? And none of us are perfect.
Right.
Don't try to tell me what you're doing is wrong, is right, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm coming. So that's how I try to make my music, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't by the book of me doing something or this, that, and the third, I let you know it so that you know that I can relate to that person. But, hey, we got to do this better. We got to change this and that, you know? And then also, I bring fun too, man. I like to have a good time. I like high energy, you know. Like, there's a lot going on in this world where we need to also have recess, feel good, you know. Bring
yeah,
back that
recess.
Feel good back.
That's a good
instead
word.
Instead of just being drugged up, pills, you know what I'm saying? I just not understanding this whole, you know, being cool to being the fiend. Like, all right.
So what are you doing for fun? What? How do you relax?
How do I relax, man? Either music, you know, music really, you know, is a drug in itself, you know, or, you know, might get, go on the oldies, get a, my lady, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, flex
a
little
something. Good way to relax.
You know? Yeah, close the door, you know?
Turn out the light. All right.
No.
I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. Y'all tuned in to Boom Show. DJ Nia Boom here. We got 6-4 on the line with us tonight. Where'd you get your name from? How did that come about?
Well, when I mentioned I came across this indie deal in 2004, 2005, the guy, that was back in the day when they'd hear you first and they want to sign you. Now they want to see what you look like before they sign you, right? So
okay.
He had the CD, and he called me up. So I come up there. This guy name is Quincy Patrick. He wrote one of the first platinum records out of for Clive Davis when he did J Records, making the band run Old Town, and he wrote Biz Ounce for Olivia. So he's starting his own label. So I get up there. And he's like, "Whoa!" I was nothing what he expected. He's like, "How tall are you?" I'm like, 6'4". He said, "Okay, 6'4". So he would joke around, you know, older than me, 6'4". One day I seen that on the contract. I'm like, oh, I had a whole different name at the time, but, you know, it stuck with me. It wasn't easy, but around that time, 50 had came out with his album, and I'm like, I said, you know what? What if I said I'm going to name myself 50 Cent? Like, you know, that ain't the best name, but what do it matter? The music great, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's how I was able to just digest that as a young one, and that's where the name came from.
All right. That's dope. That's dope. I think it definitely fits. You know, I was thinking Impala, you know what I'm saying? 6'4".
Yeah, I would get all that. And you could think that. That's okay. But if I seen you in person and you said that, then I'll scratch my head a little
then
bit.
Then I'll know.
I'm 6'4".
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, that's cool. So who would you say inspires you? First, as far as, like, artists, you know, other MCs out there, and then, like, who inspires you, like, that's not, you know, a celebrity or in your daily life?
What inspires me? In all honesty, it's not really so much of anybody's music right now, you know, that's being real, because I grew up loving, you know, the 2000s, late 90s music, you know, early 2000s, you know what I mean? So, but if I get wrapped up in that too much, I won't sound like, you know, up to date.
Yeah, you're
going to
sound like
saying?
You came from 2000.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And like, who this young old head, you know? So,
you know,
yeah, so I'm.
But you know how dudes, like, back in the 80s and stuff, they try to rap now, you know. It's, you can tell where they came from.
Yeah, skip. not me. But, what inspires me, too, is more so, like, I could have a record that'll inspire me, but I'm more so, like, when it comes to getting into creative, you know, atmosphere, a lot of the time it's the beats. I'm beat driven, and then also the lifestyle too. You know, I've been around enough to where I'll bump into a lot of artists, or even if I'm following, like, the fact that we all come from not having to to being able to have, or those who are taking care of their family or where they came from and all that. Like, that's also inspiring to me, because I got a whole lot of family, you know, who may not have been blessed with the talent or opportunity, you know. So it drives me to do what I want to do so that I can, you know, get in position to help them too, you know. So
right.
It'd be the lifestyle and the music.
All
and
right.
then, of course, outside of music,
motivation.
My son.
Yeah, so that's definitely a big one. How old is he?
Yeah. He'll be five on the 8th next month.
Oh,
yep.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, man. So that's he the one who made me go even harder. I'm known as a go-getter. I never stop, the hustler, you know what I mean? And he definitely plays a big part in that. You know, I want to be somebody he brags about to his friends, which I'm sure he would whether I rap or not, because of the man I am. But, you know, ain't nothing wrong with him. Yo, that's my dad, the rapper, you know?
Life's my pop.
Yeah.
If you weren't doing music, what do you think you'd be doing if music wasn't your primary focus?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't doing music, and I'd just be chasing this money in some kind of way, and you know, being an entrepreneur, you know, I'm really trying my best not to work for nobody. But also, if I gotta do what I don't want to do later, do what I gotta do. I mean, what I want to do, then I'm also always willing and always doing that. But I also know that if you have a network, which I'm big on networking, you gotta find a way to turn that into money. You know, gotta
Absolutely.
Find a way to network.
Yeah.
So I definitely just I feel like the person I am good, you know, no matter what. So I could be flipping homes, you know, or in a network of some investors, you know, find my way.
Yeah.
You know, I have a gift to give.
Yeah. As long as you're doing your own thing. Me too. Mm-hmm. I'm like that too. Like, that's the ultimate goal, is self-sufficiency. Like, I want to be able to, you know, do my own thing. Gotta worry about nobody.
Absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. I got some fun questions I want to ask you. But before I do that, let's talk about where you would like to see yourself in a year. Let's say next year, January 2018, where would you like to see your career and see yourself?
XXL freshman, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, national recognition, you know. Shoot, even international, if that ain't too much to ask.
Well, you already got the international connect.
You know? You know, so, yeah, we going in. So, yeah, but absolutely my music, you know, where, you know, I'm out here touring, people, you know, saying my music word for word. I'm talking about by the masses, thousands, you know what I mean? Hundreds of thousands, whichever, being more exposure on everything, whether TV, awards, whichever, you know? So that I definitely, in a year, because we've done a lot of great work last year to put us in a position where that is very well realistic, you know?
Right.
And just even looking at my Spotify's and the other numbers, the SoundClouds and all that, I'm like, all right, we're doing all right, you know?
Yeah, as long as I always say, as long as you keep pushing, you don't have no choice but to win if you keep going. Like, it's going, something's going to pop. So,
yeah.
It might not always be what you want, but it's always going to create an opportunity for, you know, something else. So, that's what's up.
I definitely believe in that. I definitely believe in that. Somebody told me when I was a kid, like, I'm going to get something out of this game. That's what they told me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's true. All right. Mm-hmm. So, let's get to the fun questions. I just want you to finish the sentence. All right. So, the first question is, I hate it when
a girl asks for something.
Wait a minute.
Let me be the gentleman. Don't ask. Don't ask me.
So wait,
me
what?
Be the gentleman.
What would you mean, like food or like clothes,
like,
shoes or some shit?
First of all, yeah,
like, you don't want no gold big man.
I mean,
can you give me a purse? Like
that. I'm a gold digger, can you? Like, I'm not with them. Like, that ain't it. Like, I blame that on all them get money cats that are shallow. And instead of having them fall in love with who they are, they buy them out. Yeah, not
right.
Over here, baby girl.
Mm-hmm. Like,
can you buy
wrong
me a drink? Like, damn, can I offer you? Yeah, wrong one. You can call me for all that. I will count the money in your face and you keep it moving. Just don't ask me. Let me be the gentleman if I want to.
Right. Now, that's fair. That's
no
fair.
No gold diggers. No gold diggers.
Like, she going to get her feelings hurt. So, the next one, I don't know. This might lead into, might be extension of this. But I love a woman who...
don't need me, but wants me.
Okay. All right. So, more like an independent woman or... somebody
Okay, that's good. Like, technically don't need me, but the want is excessive, you know what I mean? Like, she good by her own, but you know.
But what if she get like needy?
I'm the cherry on top.
Like, she just get too
needy.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, someone who don't need me but wants me, you know what I mean? So
okay.
Yeah, needy eye.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really into the needy, you know what I mean? But if your girl don't want you, you know, you got to raise questions, though, you know. It's all about power. Uh-huh.
True. All right. Well, tell the people, you know what I'm saying, where they could find you at and your social media, where they could listen to your joints at and all that good stuff.
Right. Real simple. My handle's real simple. Once again, 6-4, the number 6, the letter F, the letter O. You know, Instagram, 6-4, SoundCloud.com/6-4. My Spotify, search 6-4. The only thing that's different would probably be my face, the real 6-4. Yeah, that's everything. 6-4, Twitter 6-4.
Okay.
I think Facebook is the facebook.com/therealsixfoe. But yeah, man,
okay.
Google search the number 6, the letter F O, and you have all my handles right there. Follow me on Instagram. And then yeah, will be able to put the music and the lifestyle together.
Yeah, definitely. I could definitely see that. What is there anything else you want to tell the people that we didn't get a chance to talk about, or you know, any final words of wisdom?
I mean, just more so, just you know, I'm somebody you definitely don't want to overlook or just pass by from the substance, you know. So be on the lookout for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely here to motivate you. To want more, do better, you know, and everything is possible, especially Trump being our president.
God,
believe anything possible.
You better,
You better believe anything possible.
Did you believe that shit before?
My president on Twitter right now. You're...
Man, we're not going to talk about that. That'll take us a whole different conversation. But, all right, well, thank you so much, you know what I'm saying, for coming and kicking it with me tonight, you know what I'm saying, sharing what you got going on.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime, you know, you want to send me anything, definitely send it through, and I, you know what I'm saying, I get it on for the people. But, yeah, man, like I said, thank you, and have a good night. Anytime you want to come back, you just let me know.
All right, absolutely. 6-4 signing out, Common Few the team, you heard?
One. All right. Y'all check out this joint right here. We got a little bit of this. What I'm going to give y'all? I'm going to give y'all this B.O.B. real quick. Y'all tuned in to Boom Show. DJ Nia Boom. You're...
Say Yeah, yeah. Diamond through the chat like brrr.
Yeah, oh god.
Yeah, yeah. Blow my phone like brrr.
Oh god. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I pull up like skirt, skirt.
I pull up no
stuff. Diamonds in my brrr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. 200 on my brrr.
Yeah,
yeah. Got a ride in brrr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got your whole like woo, woo. Diamonds in my brrr.
I got your whole man. She on go, man. I got ice all on my chain, like a snow, man. On the boss, man. Check the ball, man. Boy, I got it. How you want it? Hard to stall, man. I'm ball, lane.
Dad 200. Run through that cash 200. I'm having gas 200. London and Bobby 200. Get it. I got your business, you with it. Murder scene when I pull up. Yeah, she clean when I pull up. Challenge scene when I pull up. Shoulder lean when I pull up. Hey, fly the most. Play the best seat in the ghost. I got the game in the yo. I got that hoe in the choke. Yo, bad bitches on the stuff. Got these hoes on the lean. Couple rats on my kit. Blood dripping on feet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Diamond through the chat like brrr.
Oh god.
Yeah. Yo, blow my phone like brrr.
Oh god. Yeah, yeah,
I pull up like skirt, skirt.
I pull up no skirt.
Diamonds in my brrr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
200 on my brrr.
Yeah.
Got a ride in brrr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got your whole like woo, woo, woo. Diamonds in my brrr.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Shouts out to the crew, no genre.
No genre.
Phantom turn me to a monster. Yeah. I like Freddy Krueger sweater. Yeah. Spread like some Schubert
tagger. Roof to disappear. I can't take these bitches. I fuck your best friend and your best friend. Yeah. That don't make us all best friends. I was counting, they was doubting. 80,000 on the outing. I got hosted by the thousands. Hit a bitch, I run around it. Bitches all up in their feelings.
Yeah.
The head of NASA's in the building.
Yeah.
Where the fuck you thought I been? Bobby Benz, I got no ceiling.
Yeah,
diamond through the chat like brrr.
Oh god.
Yo, blow my phone like brrr.